So we have one more voicemail. It is Thomas's Little Differences.
I love Little Differences.
It's a 6-minute long Little Differences. I'm excited.
So some moderate differences.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
So, the One-Shot Manifesto. The idea is neither to pull a Karl Marx on you or to tell you how to host a one-shot LARP, which you actually did wonderfully in episode 25, but to tell you why people should play one-shots. A few years ago, I was living in San Francisco, California, and I spent 2 years there having a lot of fun playing Ravachol, a young Parisian brouhaha who was basically banished from France. The game was part of One Word by Night, which is a network of vampire LARPs that's not associated with a White Wolf. And playing in a LARP campaign had really nice aspects. I got time to develop my character very thoroughly. The online part of the game was cool. I could, you know, share in character gossips via email. We could plot someone's fall for like 3 months and finally see it happen during live game. And that's awesome, and you won't get this with one-shots. Also, we flew coast to coast to go to special event games, and it's true that being recognized by complete strangers who go, "Ah, you're Ravachol," it's an awesome feeling. And, of course, bringing in-game presence from the Prince of Paris that you got from the actual French game storytellers and use them in an American game is great, and that only happens in global networks. But, there's a but. I found that these campaign plays eventually could get quite disappointing. Because in certain areas, in certain games, you can actually play several times a week, every week. And I think that with quantity, you're actually losing quality. There's a certain laziness in terms of plot on the ST side. There's laziness in terms of costuming and props and sometimes even role-playing on the player side. And sometimes it becomes more like buddies meeting out of habit. And that's perfectly fine, but that's not the special experience that LARP is supposed to be, at least for the in-character part. And I'm not mentioning the out-of-character drama and all the XP issues. And the way most LARPers in France and Switzerland actually plays through one-shots. Because people basically want quality, not quantity. And they want an intense experience every time they LARP. So organizers of, let's say, Western European LARPs or whatever, can spend months writing plots, finding special locations and making the props that sometimes will only be used only once. And that's perfectly normal for thousands of European LARPers. When I mean special, I mean special locations. Sometimes you just cannot have access to a castle on a bi-monthly basis, but you can get it for once, and that's really awesome if you can get that special location. The quality of plot, and as you mentioned in episode 25, the plot is just so much more focused, so much more intense, just because of the time limit. So you don't have time to get bored. There's a real deadline. And there's a real limit. So you cannot really say, well, nothing happened this week, but it's okay, we'll find some plot for next week. No, it just has to happen now and work. Equality. No XP, no problem. As I said, there are not any old characters. So no one's more powerful just because they were in the game longer, because no one was in the game longer. Everybody has new characters. And that also for the STs means no bookkeeping. You don't have to worry about like weird downtimes and orders that, you know, increasing XP or whatever. It's just not there. You can just concentrate on the plot and your NPCs or whatnot. This system is also great for beginners, because they're on equal footage with all the LARPers, and they have no pressure to come back. They're getting the whole experience right now, right there, just like everybody else. They don't feel like, oh, but to really enjoy the game, you have to stay there for 6 months. If they like it, they can stay and do other games. If they don't like it, they can leave, and they know that they've seen the whole thing. For player character death, as you already mentioned, it can still be traumatic, especially if it happens early in the game. But you're losing a PC that you've only played for a few hours, not a few years. So the out-of-character drama is also here very limited. A big thing I really like is the diversity of the setting. You want to try sci-fi, Old West, or espionage? Go for it, no problem. Just switch. Some people who've played World of Darkness LARPs, they've only ever played World of Darkness LARPs. And they think that LARP is only about, like, you know, wearing goth clothing and rock, paper, scissors. And I think that's really sad. There's so much more to the hobby than this. Diversity can also be diversity of rules. So you can try like 1 week a LARP with very competitive and very crunchy rules, and the next time you try something that's much more close to improv theater, and that's fine. It's a great way to find what you really like about LARP in general. And the final diversity, the diversity of characters. In 2 years' time, since I'm back in Europe, I've played a Californian fake priest, a Swiss biotech executive, an insane French spy, a gay Casanova, an ex-gangster who became a history professor, and a Twi'lek spaceship engineer. And, of course, I couldn't have done if I had only been playing a campaign. Also, it gives you flexibility, you as an ST, as an organizer. You can do a very intimate invite-only LARP for six people in your own living room one time. You know, they have very specific tastes. Maybe you're all fan of 70s musical, and you know that your regular LARP group would just never consider doing a LARP on this. Then, the next time, you just go it with a larger group, and you can do humongous battle with 3,000 people. No strings attached. You don't have to go through the logistics again week after week. That's fine. Just do it once. And what if you really like the game? Then what you do is you do a sequel. Many games in Europe are yearly events. If your PC is still alive by the end of the event, you can use it the following year. But in the meantime, you get to play some other things. What also happens is that a lot of people do reruns because they put so much work into it. They don't want it to just be forgotten. So, for example, former players will become STs. They will run the LARP for a new group of players. And then it's always fun to compare pictures and war stories about the same pre-gens and the same plots, but played by different groups. Also, another side effect is that you can rotate storyteller duties very often without having IC in-character knowledge issues or problem with metagaming, because this way people get to be a player or an ST more often, and the workload is really shared among your group of friends or LARPers. And what if you really like the people actually playing the game? Well, then you just play again with them. So far, I've only had one bad experience with some STs, and I just won't go to their next production. No hard feelings, that's fine. But many, not all, I agree, but many of the out-of-character drama goes away when you're not always hanging around with the same people, with the same PCs, with the same rules all the time. It really gives you some fresh air and some fresh perspective. So, if you have any questions about one-shots, or if people are interested, I can give an example of the future one-shot that we're working on, our Roman LARP that will be played in March. And in the meantime, I promise the next little differences will be much shorter. Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay, so...
That was just spot on.
The answer, yes. Yeah. Agree.
Yeah, don't worry about the long voicemail, because it's all good. It's all good stuff. The stuff about the, you know, One World by Night and Cam Club and the other worldwide...
The global games.
Yeah.
I see that same issue.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I was nodding throughout that entire thing. I mean, like, maybe it's just the games that I've been to, but it does seem like, you know, there's the old boys club who's got all the prestige and the experience.
All the influence, all the power, all the plot.
Yeah, and I mean, just the longer you play a game, the more this thing can develop. And I think it's a kind of flaw of the way that it's set up. And anyone can please feel free to come in and disagree with me. But it's just, I think that there's the way it's set up, it's kind of encourages this kind of social structure.
Well, it does reward people for being around
longer.
It's
hard to get new people into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you start out solo, and you have to gradually build it over time.
Right.
And, you know, Pandora was fun. I mean, I think that we put so much work into that game, and we put just so much effort into the plot and everything. But, I really kind of feel like that's going to be the last long-term game that I want to run. I would kind of like to do one-shots from now on and just kind of focus on just the one plot arc for that one game. And even the yearly game sounds kind of interesting.
That does
sound
interesting.
I have really enjoyed all the one-shot games that I've played. Like just
the Harry Potter games were really
so
fun.
Exactly. There's so much effort and like care that goes into each one and the design of it all.
The
like,
costuming
just,
and the props are
exactly.
awesome. Like Crystal's birthday LARP was one
like
shot and
great
it was great.
One shot and everybody just like threw themselves into it because it's fun. I mean, the one thing that you miss out on, I think, with a one shot is the emotional attachment to the character.
Yeah. The development of
right, exactly.
characters.
The immersion.
Exactly. The immersive aspect of the character. And that's something that I definitely would miss. But you can also get that out of a tabletop. You don't necessarily have to be LARPing to do it. But there's something else.
Extent.
There's something to be said for
to a certain extent.
LARPing
I mean, I think that LARP is inherently a more immersive medium, which is what we talked about last episode.
Yeah. Right.
But,
yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you aren't able to get completely into your character, but there are a lot of...
There's so many perks. There's so many benefits.
One major thing I agreed on was when he mentioned how a lot of people get into World of Darkness, or especially Vampire LARPs, and they think that LARPing is all about wearing goth clothes and playing rock, paper, scissors. For a long, long time, that's how I envisioned LARP. Yeah, and to a certain extent, that's kind of how I still fall back on. And I'm trying to break that. Like, I would love to try a passion play LARP. I would love to play Wraith of Great War. And, you know, yeah, that's World of Darkness, or one of the indie LARPs that you picked up, Interrogation, I wanted to take a look at. Doing a yearly thing would definitely be fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, like, but there's definitely something for one-shot reruns. I know PST Productions, they rerun a lot of their games that they already have, and, you know, sure,
so
why not?
It's cool to see the different ways that it goes.
Exactly, it plays out differently, like, every time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it does help to kind of avoid the, you know, vampire Lord of the Rings rut that a lot of kind of games get into.
You mean Lord of the Rings as a buffer?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the kind of industry standard is that theater games are mostly vampire, and buffer games are mostly Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Like fantasy, D&D type stuff.
Yeah.
And
well, you had actually said that you wanted to come up with a Steam / cyber, or a steampunk buffer.
Eventually.
LARP.
It's on the back burner. I've got
a
lot of different
other stuff going on. But I mean, even that thought is interesting. The fact that you can bring, like, Nerf guns into the fray of buffer. I mean, and that breaks the Lord of the Rings mold.
I think playing around is a lot of fun. I mean, even if you want to, you know, still play the vampire, still play Lord of the Rings, because there are a lot of things that you can do with that.
Oh, definitely.
That kind of motif. It's just, you know, every game out there is doing something a little bit different with it, and it's all exciting, and it's something. I mean, you were actually saying that your friend wanted to get into the Dark Ages vampire game going on in the city, just because he was kind of, he likes the idea of vampire. He didn't really want to do anything experimental.
That's kind of true. Yeah, he was more comfortable with vampire. And he, I told him about Icarus Chronicles as well. And at first he was kind of turned off to the idea of just playing immortal and, you know, just running with a plot that wasn't World of Darkness. But recently he's come around and decided to give it a shot, to kind of come up with a character that is more mundane, but through that, you know, mundaneness, he might be able to come up with an interesting story that he might like to play or explore part of himself. So it just takes an open mind. I mean, one shots are great, and I mean, they do have their downfalls, like we said, with character development. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to keep that character developing into a sequel, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Definitely.